Blog Talk Radio.
Detour. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Detour is a ministry created as a safe house for men and women to come together without judgment to share their detour in life. Have you ever framed your world only to find out life, roadblocks, settling, being stuck, and suddenly a detour appears? What does your detour look like? This ministry is designed for us as kingdom ambassadors to come together in unity, on one accord, to live on purpose through the gospel of Jesus Christ. With God, know that everything has a purpose. Yes, even the detours. For more information on the Detour radio station, please contact us at whatisyourdetour@gmail.com, or you may contact Rosalind Farrell at 972-249-8544.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rosalind Farrell, and I am your host tonight for the Detour Radio Show. I am so excited about tonight. I have my friend, my sister in Christ, Shatoria Stanley. Do I have Shatoria on the line tonight?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay. How are you tonight?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So before we get started, I'll go ahead and lead us in prayer, and then we'll go ahead and get started with the show tonight. So, Father God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus, God, giving you all the honor, praise, and glory tonight, oh God. Father God, as we decrease, we ask that you increase in us, oh God, and whatever that needs to be said on tonight, oh God, it's all for your glory, God. I thank you for Sister Satoya. I thank you for her yes, oh God. I thank you for the testimony that's going to go forth on tonight. I thank you in advance, oh God. And all these things I pray in your loving Son, Jesus' name. Amen. So, Satoya, let's get started. Yes, amen. So I'm going to give you the free reign to say and do whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do tonight. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to take us on the journey of who is the woman behind Anoint Me Lux Studio.
Well, the lady behind Anoint Me Lux Studio is Shatoya Stanley. I am 47 years old. I'm from a little town called Leeton, Alabama. I am a single mother of two children. I am the proud owner of Anoint Me Lux Studio, as well as the owner and visionary of Anoint Me by LaDon, which is my hair product. I have been a stylist, managing stylist, cosmetologist for a little over 25 years. Enjoy what I do. I know that I'm called to do what I do, and I wouldn't have it any other way. That's the woman behind Anoint Me Lux Studio.
Well, bless the Lord. Thank you for sharing that with us. So can you tell me throughout your journey, Shatoya, you know, we have things that come up in life. We have roadblocks. We get settled. We get in our comfort zone. And you and I can talk about that forever and ever. But tell us, when did you realize your why or your purpose behind what you're doing?
I can't say that I realized it from the beginning, but I understood from the beginning that it had to have been something that I was called to. I do look at my occupation as ministry. because I never intended to be in the field that I am in. My first goal, and I was in school for it, have an associate's degree in it, was physical therapy. And I was just bummed out with it. And I said, well, let me do something simple, you know. And I just went into cosmetology not knowing one thing about hair, and I just began to love it, and I began to flourish. So I then knew that then this had to be something that I'm supposed to be doing. However, when you speak of purpose, giftings are one thing, but a purpose is something totally different. And I don't, to be very honest, I didn't understand my purpose probably up until maybe a year or so ago, and understood that God placed me and gave me this gift to be able to reach people and to be able to touch lives. And everything that I have been through, everything that I battled, everything that I thought was my demise, was a tool to be able to help somebody else to their victory. And so everything that I've been through, it's always somebody that comes through my chair that I'm able to minister to be able to share my story, to listen to theirs and confidentially, and be able to share things that, you know, bring them to a better place. So understanding and knowing that I'm just a vessel used to bring people out of low places and where they are, that's how I understood my vision, my purpose. It took me a long time to get there because I just didn't know. I was just going through the motions, and I just didn't know. But it took some people directing and guiding me to make me understand what was really happening on the inside and what was happening in my life.
Praise God. I thank God for you coming into the know of your purpose. And like you said, sometimes it does take us a little time. But, you know, just understanding that, you know, there's a reason and a season and there's a lifetime. And it's for us to just come sometimes, you know, like you told me, you have to ask and be very specific. So I thank God for you. I mean, even, you know, just a part of my me meeting you and how we met, and me not knowing anyone in this area, you know, from the first time I walked into your place of establishment, I mean, you just feel the love. It was so peaceful and so serene, and that's what kept me coming back. And then once you and I started talking, and you, as you know, I didn't say very much, but I kind of just, you know, you check here, and I'm like, God, like, I kept coming back. Like, it was something,
right?
Like you said, at the time, what I needed, and I needed something from you. Not only was I there to, you know, get my hair done, but there was something that you had to deliver to me, and it just came, and it just manifested probably, what, about 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Just
right.
So, after your obedience. Yes. All right, this is an open forum. I will open up the calls. I have everyone unmuted. If you have any questions or comments, Victoria, you can do so at this time, and then we'll go ahead and start back up if anyone has any questions or comments. Okay, well, let's carry on. Victoria, were there any challenges when we talk about ministry? You talked about ministry. You're talking about being, you know, a single parent. And sometimes, you know, I'm, you know, at one point I was a single parent also. There are challenges that we go through as parents, especially being in ministry. Or were there any successes that you would like to share with us?
When you say, are there any, oh, my goodness, there were many, many trials. I think the biggest trial for me was losing my mom. And I try not to be get teary-eyed, but, you know, it is what it is. That's just the transparency of the moment. I grew up, like I said, in a single-parent home with my mom, very close to my mom. And so pretty much everything that I did revolved around her. And I didn't realize how dependent I was on her, and sometimes probably put more on her than she needed. But I owned my first salon, I think, when I was in my early 20s. And during that time, my mom did a whole lot for me during that time. It was very little that I had to do on my own other than say that I'm an owner, walk in the salon, do the work. But all of the behind-the-scenes things, she took care of it. And so she had a cerebral brain hemorrhage suddenly at church. Mm. And I never forget that moment. I was singing, actually singing. And I always tend to turn around and look at her. And that particular day, I turned around and I looked at her, and she was going down. And I'll never forget going to the hospital, her being airlifted to Huntsville, going to ICU only to hear the doctor say it. She has a small window that she may or may not live. She had 2% chance of the clot, the vessel clotting itself, and it clotting itself, and they wouldn't have to do surgery. So of course we really began to pray, and she was in that 2% chance because it clotted itself. She was not a vegetable. She learned to walk again. She learned to talk again. She was just like a baby. She learned to do a lot of things for herself, and it came from her relationship with God. And one of the things my pastor always taught was some things are not taught, but they are caught. And just by your children being in the atmosphere or being around you and you're living the life, your children begin to take on those habits. It's no different from a person that does bad things, and people begin to, or your children take on those habits. And my mom lived a life of prayer. And I'm sure in her earlier days, she was not perfect. But what I saw, it was perfect. She lived a good, clean life. And she was a prayer warrior. So we prayed, and she would confess things. And a lot of times when I would go back and ask her, she didn't even remember any of it. But for 7 years, I took care of her. I had to close my salon down because I was not able to be a caretaker. And then I had my son and then run a salon. And then as well, I didn't know the business like I should have known the business. So I went, and to me it was a down season because to me, it was shameful in a sense because I had people saying, and it was some family, you know, like, you know, what are people going to say? You had to close your salon. What are people going to think? And at the moment, I really didn't care. But sometimes when you begin to hear so much come from other people, you begin to believe those things. And I began to feel like really defeated, really, really defeated. I found joy in taking care of my mom, and she did the best she could, and she would help with my son. And then I got pregnant again, and so unexpected, so hurtful. to her disappointment because she, you know, expected better out of me. But I think God does things or allows things for a reason. And because shortly after that, she had another cerebral brain hemorrhage, and she didn't make it through. And I had my daughter, and I feel like during that time, if I didn't have my children, I probably would have lost it. But I knew I had to keep going because I had my children. And I had to be strong because I had my children and because they had nobody else but me. I was in a not good relationship. So struggling with the loss of my mother, I'm not a good relationship. All the losses that I did take from not having my, you know, losing my salon, letting it go, not having or understanding how to really be a mother, because most people, they lean on their parents to help them and be there with them, where I didn't have that. So I had to try to figure it out. Thank God for the family members and some friends that would come along the way, but it was a lot of moments where we might, you know, my children would eat and I didn't. There were a lot of times that we didn't have a vehicle. We had to bomb and beg for rides. There were a lot of times when we didn't know if the lights were going to be on or off. We would walk in the house and turn the lights on and say, okay, they're on today. We were living in a place that wasn't, you know, up to par, or what we thought was up to par. And I didn't even realize then, I just should have been thankful that I had a roof over my head. But being in the business as long as I had been, it was like, well, you should be doing much better than this. But that was the part where I didn't learn the business. I didn't learn how to handle finances like I should have. So I was stuck in a hard place. But I believe God had me there to get me to where I am now. He had to break some pride off of me. Mm-hmm. He had to get me in a place where it didn't have to be about what people thought about me. It had to be what he thought about me. I had to learn who I was through him. I had to allow him to strip me of all my fears, my insecurities. And I had to do that not just for myself, but the thing that God ministered to me the most about is that if you don't get rid of this mess, you're going to transfer it to your children. And that they're going to be insecure. They're going to be fearful. They're going to allow people to mishandle and misuse them. I didn't want my son to grow up not knowing how to treat a woman. I didn't want my daughter to keep succumbing to men misusing her or mistreating her, because those were the things that I had allowed. And sometimes people take advantage of you when you are at your lowest.
Yes.
You think that they're there, but they take advantage of you at your lowest. So those were the moments that I appreciated the most, so that when God really began to deliver me and set me free, and I'm still on the journey, but he made me appreciate every little thing that he does for me. Have there been successes? Yes, there have been successes. There have been, of course, me having my salon. There has been me being in world-renowned magazines with my work. There have been all kinds of successes, winning hair shows and local hair shows and things of that sort. Those were, you know, triumphs for me. But nothing is better than me going through those seasons just to be able to, you know, feel the peace that I feel right now.
Yes. My God. Woo. My God. All four times such as this. As you were talking, you know, just
when we go through things like that, and although it feels like we going through that alone, it's all for a purpose. And, you know, when I was going through, I know when I first shared with my mother, she said, I remember her calling me saying, well, your dad and your brother, you know, they're going to come, you know, how your parents are, you know, they're going to come, they're going to come and get you.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, even I was at my lowest, and I remember telling my mom, like, Mom, no, you can't get in front of God. And I know. Even to this day, I say, God, I know that you promised that you would never leave, nor you that you will forsake
yes.
me. And I'm on to that every step of the way. And there were times when I wanted to get in my own way, but I had to just cry out and say, Holy Spirit, please just sit
yes.
on me. Sit on me when I try to move
yes.
to the left or to the right. Not what I'm supposed to be doing. Just sit on me. Because
yes.
this is, I had to understand that it wasn't about me. And I didn't have to understand it. I just held on to God. I know you promised me that you would never leave nor forsake me. No matter how much it hurt, no matter how much the pain that I felt, I had to go through it. So I can definitely.
I know.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know one of the things that he spoke to me, and it just never left, was I can't deliver a mask.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're going to have to uncover. You're going to have to take off that mask. The thing that you put before people in the public, the thing that you go and you're at the salon and you put the smile on and you have to pretend for people. He said, I need you to strip that, because I can't heal a mask. But if you pull that off and let me see all your scars and let me see all your bruises, I can heal that. But I can't heal something that, you know, I didn't create. That mask was something that you created to protect
yes.
yourself from people. But I'll heal you from the people if you would just take the mask off and let me get to you. And that's
mm-hmm.
been my journey.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll open up the call again. If anyone has any questions or comments, you can do so at this time. Now we're going to keep on moving here. All right, so my next question, Shatoya, is can you tell us who inspired you and why? And if you have any favorite scriptures or songs that you go to when you feel like, you know, you're at your wit's end, or you feel like, you know, the pressure is coming down on you, just share with us who those people are and who inspired you and why.
Okay. Of course, like I said before, my mom, she inspired me by the life that she lived before me. If she had bad days, I didn't see it. What I did see was she allowed me to see her pray.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her work hard. I saw her it was times I saw her really tired, but she pushed and she pushed. She made sure that she gave me the best of her. She didn't sugarcoat things to me. She was very blunt with me. She was very purposeful in everything that she did for me. So that inspires me. I think one of the things, and I'll speak on her in a minute, but my mentor, she said, one of the things she said to me was, she didn't leave you. She left you equipped with who she was. And all of the attributes of who she was, they're on the inside of me. And I'm so appreciative. That's what inspires me. That's what keeps me going. My children keep me going, because when I'm at my lowest, I know I can't give up because I have them. I can't stop because I've got to be an example to them. I've got to show them the way. I've got to teach them and guide them, not by just what I say, but by what I do. Have I always been the best example? No, I haven't. One of the things I do is I do repent to my children when they see me or when I know I'm not doing something right before them. I make sure I repent. I make sure I tell them, okay, I didn't do it right this way. Please forgive me. I'm going to try to do better. Because a lot of times we just do things, and because we're the parent, we don't, you know, we just say, okay, well, I'm grown and I can do what I want to do. No, your children need to know that, okay, mama is humble enough to repent and get it right. So then that's an example that they'll keep and they'll take with them for the rest of their lives. But my other is my mentor, and her name is Ava Freeman. She was God-given. She was a gift in my life. I sat in one of her classes, and I remember sitting in the back and really didn't want to be there, but I promised the guy that I would come. But it was just something about the way that she carried herself, so disciplined, so assertive. She understood who she was, and that can be intimidating, but I knew that's what I needed to pull me up to another level. And I think it went a whole year before I reached out to her, because I remember in her class she said, well, give me a call if you ever need anything. So I reached out, and I was like, I want you to be my mentor. But we talked for a long time, and that's when she shared with me, you know, make me see the death of my mom in a different light. But not only that, she's been like iron. The Bible speaks of iron sharpening iron. She's been the iron in my life to where, you know, no, you're not going to sit and you're not going to make excuses for where you are. You're going to take and you're going to stand before this mirror and you're going to look in the mirror at who you are. You're going to allow God to work on you. You're going to allow people to speak into your life that, you know, are God-given for you. You're going to take that. You're going to be applicable. You're going to apply those things to your life. You're going to make the corrections needed. You're going to learn to forgive yourself. All of these things, she's been that person. She's been like a roadmap for me. So I'm appreciative. I know if I need her, I can pick up the phone and call her. She's my life coach. She's everything. So those are my inspirations. And my scriptures, I have go-to scriptures, three of them, and one is Psalms 34. I sought the Lord. He heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. I know that every time I open my mouth to pray to him and I release my faith knowing, because I know he hears and answers my prayer. And that's just it. I know that if I pray, at some point in time, I'm going to get what I pray for. It's a scripture in Daniel 10 and 12. It's a long scripture, but the basis of it, it says, when you pray, he hears you the first time. A lot of times we're begging him, but we don't have to beg God. He's freely giving us blessings if we receive them. Most of the time we talk ourselves out of the blessings. We doubt. We don't really believe when we're praying. We have to learn to attach our faith to what we're praying and believe that he's going to do it. He's not just able. We understand a lot of times his abilities. We know he's capable of doing anything, but do we believe he'll do it for us? Sometimes our fears, our low self-esteem, all of these things, we talk our own selves out of our blessings. But if we understand that when we pray, he answers right then. It's our praising, it's our believing that pulls it into the visible, into the natural. That's a scripture I hold on to. And the last one is First John 4:4, it says, ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Every fruit that we need to live, everything that we need to live, when he died on the cross, he sent the Holy Spirit and placed them on the inside of us. All we have to do is tap into that. Strength is on the inside of us. Deliverance is on the inside of us. Healing is on the inside of us. And daily I speak that.
Everything that I need is on the inside of me, and I every day I'm saying, God, let it arise. God, pull it up out of me. You know, in me, I'm nothing, but because you're on the inside of me, I'm everything. And those are the scriptures I constantly go through.
Praise God. Yes, I battle a lot of times.
I say something, then I have to go back and dig that seed up because I definitely don't want it to grow. You know, I might, even tonight I was like, oh, I'm so fearful of getting on here. Then I had to go back and say, no, I'm not fearful because greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's in me. So those are some of my scriptures. Those are my inspirations, my favorite songs more than anything. Jacob's Cry by Bree Babineau, Necessary by Fantasia. I am who I am today because God used my mistakes. He worked them for my good like nobody else ever could. And it was necessary. It was necessary that I went through everything that I went through. It's necessary that even the trials that are to come, that I go through them because it's going to strengthen me. It's going to sharpen me. It's going to give me more discernment. It's going to make me stronger. It's a reason why God allows things. And we sometimes don't, we shouldn't fight what he allows to come into our lives. It's a reason. He sees some things in us that we don't see in ourselves. He sees some things that need to be cut off of us that we don't see ourselves. He sees some areas that we need to grow in that we don't see ourselves. So when those seasons come, when those trials come, we say, okay, God, put your super on my natural. Help me to go through this because I know on the other side I'm going to be better. I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to be more discerning. I'm going to be more wiser. I had to learn to appreciate those moments. That's why I thank God for those moments that I went through. I thank God for the moments that I'm going to go through because I know that I'm going to be stronger in the end.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! You the girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to, Lord Jesus. Do we have anyone on the line that has any questions or comments before we close out tonight? Jesus. All right. Well, if no one has anything to say, can you share
hold up a
social media?
I want to say something before you go.
Uh-oh.
Praise the Lord. I'm just thankful that she had her testimony on today. And it is such a blessing that God is getting his word out because, you know, we as children of God understand that we go through things, but it's not just so we can go through them. It's so that we can get something from them. I told my wife, I said, well, she in our Bible study last night because what she was speaking was things that we spoke in the Bible study and how the Lord had put it on our hearts to let us know that there's some things we take with us that he's going to remove from us because he's not going to be able to use for us going forward. So we have to understand that God is working a work in us to change us to be more like his son. So whatever he's doing with you, baby, he's doing it, and it's going to be for your betterment and for your glory. He's going to get some glory out of what you go through and how he brings you through them. So just continue to be encouraged and be blessed. All right.
Yes, thank you.
Wife, she wanted to say something.
I just wanted to say, Shatoya, you are truly a blessing to the body of Christ. And I just want you to know, just keep on giving your testimony because there are a lot of chains that are broken and people that are bound based on what you said tonight. And you are just truly a blessing. And I want to encourage you to keep on preaching, girl, because you are really, really doing some kingdom ministry right now. And I just thank God for you. And I just want him to keep blessing you because you are a blessing to the body of Christ.
Yes, thank Lord. You so much. I receive it. All glory to God. Thank you.
have anyone else that has any comments or questions for Sister Satoya? Hi, Satoya.
Hi.
Hello. How y'all doing tonight?
Good. How are
April.
You?
I'm good. Satoya, I just want to say, I just thank God for everything he done for me and through you, a prayer warrior, a preacher, and a friend. And I love you, and keep it up. You got that anointing.
Yes, thank you.
And I just thank God for you.
Thank you. I received it. Thank you. I love you.
I love you more. Thank you. Yeah, anyone else?
I would like to
for you before. This is, okay.
I'm sorry, this is Barbara.
Ahead.
And I would like to thank both of you, Satoya and Mel, for everything that you are pouring into the ministry, pouring into this call. I am a senior adult female, and I am so inspired by the tutelage that I'm receiving through the Holy Spirit, through you two, right now tonight.
Praise God.
Each and every one of us have a testimony, and sometimes I'll just speak for me, I'm just like hesitant to give the testimony because of what I perceive someone would think about me. But tonight, as I heard in Satoya's voice, as she gave her testimony, it changed me. It did a mighty work inside of me that now I can let go of that hesitation. I don't need to worry about what someone thinks about what I've done in the past or what was done to me in the past, because I know who I am, and hearing it from you younger women, empowered, Holy Spirit, anointed, filled women, it just pours out magnitude, and you all are a blessing. And I can feel it. I just praise the good Lord for you both. Thank you so much. Continue to take up and pick up. You have picked up so many people's crosses tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
And they didn't let go of them now. Because now we're not alone. So thank you.
Thank
so
you,
much.
God.
Thank you. Good
thank night. You, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you sharing that more than anything, because that's been my prayer for this entire show.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you sharing. Right.
You are more than welcome. I give all the glory to God.
Yeah. I thank you for your yes. I thank you for your testimony. I thank you for your faith. Everything about you, your grace. I thank God for you. Continue to, like you said, share your testimony. It's all for God's glory.
Yes. I thank you for the opportunity.
Yes.
I just believe it's a door that God has just allowed to be open, and I'm appreciative for it. And I don't think, you know, when you came across my path, I don't think, and I tell a lot of people, nobody sits in my chair without purpose. I believe, you know, God puts a person in my chair for a reason, and I thank God put you in my path for a reason. So I'm very appreciative, not just for this call, but for our connection. I'm very appreciative. I thank God for it. I pray for you. I believe God for you. So I'm just very thankful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All right. If you would like to share any of your social media, if you have any books, any websites, someone can get in contact with you, you can do so at this time.
Okay. My website is not up at the moment, but I do have my Facebook page, which is S. LaDawn Stanley, and I also have my Instagram platform, which is Anoint Me by LaDawn, at Anoint Me by LaDawn. That's on Instagram and Facebook as well. I can also be contacted in my email, which is LaDawn, LaDawn1012@gmail.com. Those are my forms of contact.
Thank you. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us tonight on the Detour Radio Show. Again, my name is Rosalyn Farrell, and I am the host of the Detour Radio Show. If anyone is interested in being a guest on the radio show, please get in contact with me. We would love to have you. My email is whatisyourdetour@gmail.com, or you may contact me at 972-292-8544. Shatoya, again, I thank God for you. I thank God for your transparency and your testimony. God truly got the glory, and he's going to continue to get the glory. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Be blessed and enjoy the rest of your evening. Good night.
Good night. Good night.